Sheeran sing on Today FM. To get in contact today, it's 0874 100 102. A lot of people getting in contact already about rom-coms and some of the wonderful lessons that they've learned. Why are we talking about this? Because I dug up an absolutely brilliant film last night that I haven't seen in years called He's Not That Into You. And I threw it on in the DVD player and I said, well, let's have a watch this. In the opening seconds, I could have told you that that's what we're going to talk about in the show today. Have a listen.
Why did you do that?
Because you smell like dog poo. You're so stupid, just like dog poo. You're made out of poo.
But usually someone is there to offer words of wisdom.
Me? Dog poo.
Honey, do you know why that little boy did those things and said those things? It's because he likes you.
And there it is. Yeah. When your parent or somebody, an authoritative figure in your life, turns around and says to you, you know why he or she did that? It's because they like you. Straight away, you're sucked in and you're in trouble. That is the biggest lesson you'll ever learn today, is never get sucked in. Never get sucked in. There is some strange lessons to be learned of rom-coms over time. There is one, and I love this, and there's a very kind of cool and zany reference to this in Ready Player One, Spielberg's brand new film, Not to Say Anything, where you see Percival holding up a speaker over his head. He's actually doing the John Cusack pose from Say Anything. And anyone that hasn't seen that film, it's one of these great 1980s romantic comedies where John Cusack falls in love with this girl. Her family doesn't like him. And all, you know, the usual thing goes on. However, the lesson to be learned there is that if you stalk someone for long enough, they will go out with you.
You want to go out?
Oh, thanks, but I'm busy.
Busy?
Yes. Things are pretty hectic right now, but thanks.
You busy on Friday?
Yeah, are you busy on Saturday? Are you busy on Sunday? Do you want to meet tonight? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, have you learned any wonderful lessons from watching romantic comedies, or have you not? Or is there anything you've picked up that maybe might be worthwhile and you want to share with somebody else? Let us know at 0874 100 102. Here's Gavin James, Always. Hi, GF, Dua Lipa here on Today FM. It's Fergal Lacey with you through the afternoon. Hello and welcome to the show if you're just after joining us. If you've been with us all along, thanks for sticking with us. Caroline has got in contact. She's on the line. Hello, Caroline.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We were talking about lessons that you've learned from romantic comedies. What have you learned?
Oh, so many lessons. My whole life based on them.
Really?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, that's a big one. That is a biggie.
Telling a lie in the first 10 minutes of any rom-com is a relationship ender an hour in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it always comes up. Always. The babies. Relationships failing. Let's have babies. Hysterical.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, hysterical. Not slept in 72 hours. Hysterical. I have to be quiet now because I've got one asleep.
Well, yeah, but Caroline, the biggest one for you was, what solves all problems?
Oh, ice cream.
Yeah.
I never knew that until I saw Bridget Jones.
And have you put it to the test?
Oh God, 10 stone later, I'm as happy as Larry. I couldn't be happier. Ice cream, yum.
Caroline, what about this? Okay, I'm going to play you a clip here, okay? Have a listen very carefully, right? This comes in from Shauna. She says, Fergal, I think we all learn at the end of the day that you will settle for your best friend if you don't meet anyone right. From When Harry Met Sally, have a listen. Oh, why isn't it working for me? Here we go.
Perfume on my clothes, and I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that, and you make it impossible for me to hate you.
It's one of the greats, really, isn't it, in fairness, When Harry Met Sally?
Well, I think when you marry your best friend, can't you? You never have to worry about farting, do you?
Not that that's the big one, but I'd say, to be honest with you, if you're in a relationship and you've settled down with someone and they're not your best friend, I would be very worried about you. That's kind of the basis of kind of coupling up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you watch Love Island at the end, they're all saying that they're best friends after a week. You have to question friendships.
I don't watch Love Island. Caroline, good luck, take it easy.
Take care,
all the best, bye-bye. This is Mary Shackles. For all those people out there who were strapped to Love Island over the past few weeks. Glad to be free. You know what
I'm saying? Fergal Darcy. Today FM.